You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Anybody hiring?
Stories Podcast.
Well, hello there. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.itsfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge, number 109. I post a topic, and then y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, Thomas picked the topic of Jimmy Buffett, and we've got a bunch of stories in about Jimmy Buffett. Oh, this is going to be fun. Well, let's find out who won last week so that we know who goes first this week. And that's Stephen the Nuclear Man. Hey, way to go, Stephen Sauce. You can check out Stephen Sauce's stuff at papers.ods.org, and he's got a whole bunch of stuff in the previous weekly challenges, one by one. Lots of winners, too. He's just racking them up. So, Stephen, once again, you come out on top, you hit the checkered flag, and let's see what you've got in your victory lap. Here we go, Stephen.
Rain patters cold on my shoulders, the posthole digger, the body of the bird wrapped gently in a SpongeBob pillowcase. Sarah's soft sobs are muffled by Martha's torso, my daughter's arms tightly wrapped around her mother. I am finishing when Sarah touches me, the last clod softly packed down with my booted foot. Daddy, is heaven something like Margaritaville? I look at Martha. Her look away and the mention of Bob's favorite song says more than a strange man's jeans in the wash. No, I say, crying with her as Martha goes inside. It's nothing like that.
Oh, poor birdie. Oh, well. Thank you, Stephen. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me for a link. And that's all I have to say about that. Yay! No rookies this week. None. We've got all the rookies that we're going to get, I guess. Unless, you know, someone like Norm Sherman or those say, hey, like big flood of rookies and people stay on and gigantic podcast, and that'd be kind of cool. That's right. I'm going to name drop all the other young upstarts out there. Next up is Tom from Footnote, which is not back yet. And I bet you that he's got a note in his story. I don't listen to these before they come up. So let me predict what Tom is going to say. Tom is going to say, yes, you will be back soon. No, don't worry. Don't fear. I'm fine. And all that. Anyway, you can find more about Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. The early years. And here's his latest story.
Hello, night people. Tonight's story is called Wasted Again. The skin burned like hell. It filled the arm from the elbow to the shoulder. The salt shaker, the blender, the parrot, the stupid grinning face of Jimmy Buffett. Of course it was a beauty. A Caribbean cutie. How I got there, he hadn't a clue. He'd been upending 151s with this guy named Raoul in a dive by the docks in Trinidad. The last thing he remembers was the tail end of a bimbe. This girl named Horse with those vacant eyes. Some say that woman's to blame, but he knew it was his own damn fault. Fucking zombies.
It's all about the zombies now, isn't it? Thank you, Tom. I hope everybody's having a... You know what? For every story that you hear, have a margarita. I think there's like 16 this week. So you are going to be just wasted. And so am I. I'm going to get a canteen of margaritas, put on my back, and I'm going to walk to the store to pick up broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots. You know, I should just, you know, every Saturday pick up like 5 bags of those, and just that'll be my lunch. Because actually, should I even plan that far ahead with my job? Whatever. Yeah. Next up is Justin Space Turtle. Space Turtle. It's so cool. TheBeanDumb.com/Space Turtle. If you don't believe me, look it up. It's there. The links are in the show notes. Tori 35, Jalone diabetic. Just sorry. Here's Justin.
Hello, Justin Lemaster here of the Space Turtle at TheBeanDumb.com/Space Turtle. Here on the 100 Word Stories podcast. Before I go to today's story, I just wanted to say a couple things. First, I wanted to start with the inspiration of my last story on this podcast with the category of gold. As you may know, the periodic table symbol for gold is AU. And so I said to myself, AU! And that's how the story got started. The rest just fell right into place. And also, about my website, I write fiction stories about, you know, pretty much whatever. And if you blog about my site or mention it on your podcast and you let me know, I will write a story starring you. So if you send me an email mentioning that you did so, I'll write a story with you in it. You can email me at chivalrybean@thebeandom.com. You can find that also by clicking the contact link on my website. And now on to today's story. The topic for today's story is Jimmy Buffett, and the title for this story is called The Pirate. The sun shone from the sky onto the hardened face of a pirate. The pirate stared across the horizon as he reminisced the pirate's life that had been for him as he stood on the bow of his ship, the Jimmy. The ship was buffeted by the crashing of his ship's wake into the wake of his sister ship, the Jolly Mon, who sailed along beside, sea spray sparkling into the air. Their goal was a salty piece of land they would call home. The pirate captain was looking to make this his last voyage, for he was 50.
The pirate looks at 60 now, right? Thank you, Justin. And that's cool of you, offering to write stories about folks. And by the way, about the topics, you know, you could make the topic write about somebody else, as long as it's not me. Or the topic about your favorite food. You know, and you don't have to have the phrase, your favorite food. It could be whatever that person's favorite food is. Or, you know, a scab. That kind of thing. Just whatever, if you want to create a topic that's a variable and not just a word, go for it. Try it. I'm not going to remember to do it. I mean, we saw what happened the last time. That's, whatever. So, TheBeanDumb.com. Over there, Space Turtle. Thank you, Justin. All right, next up, I'm laughing more than Rich Palmer. Okay, next up is Thomas Merkel. And he came close. It was his topic, and he came close this week. It was rock'em sock'em robots, and there were like 16 total votes that came out for Steven. So it was a knockdown drag 'em out fest in the polls. I can't wait until we get so many votes that there's like accusations of Florida and the Supreme Court has to intervene, because you know that the Supreme Court is all about writing podcasts. So here we go with Thomas and his story.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with another 100-word story for Weekly Challenge 109, Jimmy Buffett. For this story, I went pretty deep into Jimmy Buffett's discography and created a story from the titles of some of his songs. So please enjoy Romance at the Tiki Bar. Leaving the Banana Republics, a son of a sailor needed a drink. The Tiki Bar was open, so he ordered Volcano. At the bar was a smart woman in a real short skirt. He asked the barman, "Who's the blonde?" "I don't know, and I don't care," he said. "Fine." Smoothing his pencil-thin mustache, he sidled over, boat drink in hand, and said, "My lovely lady, why don't we get drunk and screw?" In a baritone voice, she said, "Honey, I'll take you on a trip around the sun." The barman snickered. "Breathe in, breathe out, move on."
Thank you, Thomas. Hey, that's just like a typical bar scene in Second Life, really. Turn off voice! All right. Next up, we have Caleb from the Blacktown Martini Club. Now, I said multiple times that Caleb and Will Ross of 118 Migration were putting together a cool thing. Well, a scary thing. The Diary of Anne Frankenstein, written by someone that doesn't want to get... Well, actually, at this point... Go ahead, just string me up. So, also, Caleb's put a few things up on the 61. If you look for BTMC, you'll see his stuff. Or you go to my profile, and at the top of it, you're going to see... Hallelujah. So here we go with Caleb Bullen.
Hi, it's me, Caleb, from the Blacktown Martini Club podcast at blacktownmartiniclub.com. And I bet many of you that are participating in this week's weekly challenge and that are listening to it are big fans of Jimmy Buffett. Well, I'll make a deal with you. I won't hold that against you if you don't hold it against me that I entitled this week's entry, Wasting Away Again... Hello?
Mr. James Buffett?
Yeah, that's me, man. Come on in. Want a beer?
It's time.
Aw, come on.
It's time.
I got all the money in the world. Can't we make another deal?
No. Even in hell, we aren't that cruel. Come with me.
Okay.
Step into the limo, sir.
Oh, hey! It's Michael Jackson. How you doing, boy?
Hello, James. About as well as you, I suppose. When Britney wakes up, say hello to her, too.
Hey, driver. Is this the reason musicians always seem to die in threes?
Kind of. But it applies to you three as well.
Is it just me or did Michael Jackson sound like Queen Victoria? Which, actually, these days... Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb Bullen at blacktownmartiniclub.com. And he likes it when you write him. All right. The next one is by Mike, and I didn't get a recording of it, so it looks like it's going to be me reading it. All right. I never practice these. I never even read them in advance. I just copy-paste them into the show notes, and then they're right there, and then I hear them. Okay. The cutter Jimmy Buffett cruised the warm Caribbean waters, her radar turning ceaselessly. Until a few years ago, the area had been filled with wealthy tourists, lazily cruising along the small islands that dotted the area. Rumors of raiders, though, launching deadly attacks under the cover of island music, broadcast from the ship's speakers, of all things, had caused the major revenue stream to all but dry up. "Skipper!" came the cry from the bridge. "Radar returned 2 miles to the northwest. Looks like a 35-footer. "Come about, close from astern," the captain called, reaching for a Calypso CD. Didn't I do one about Barack Obama on Lake Michigan as a pirate? I can't remember. Oh, well. You do so many stories, they all just mash up into one. Thank you, Mike. And one of these days, try to record. Even just, you know, leave a message on my voicemail. I'll give you the number. Or you can just, you know, get a an Utters account, and those can download. You know, I think, you know, people can do it that way. Whatever it takes to bootstrap one together. And, I mean, anyone can record these. I mean, that's the beauty of it. We're all equal. Now, not everyone can edit and add effects and do all sorts of cool things and play music, but still, anyone can read them. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. She always worries about sending multiple copies of these things in. Like, here's number 2, here's number 12, here's number 57. It's okay. It's all right. Now, if you send them my cell phone, where, you know, it charges me per text message, I'm going to get a little irritated. Okay, well, let's just go ahead with Anima.
Hey, kids. This is Ari Gaffer, and I'm here to introduce Anima Zabaleta's entry for weekly challenge number 109, topic Jimmy Buffett. And the best thing about this story is that it's all true. There really is a girl named Carmela Capone, and she is related to Al, and just like Al, she knows how to work things to her advantage.
So this one's for you, Carmela. This is a Margaritaville moment. Imagine 4 college girls in a Ford Fiesta, escaping a Midwestern march. Destination Key West. A Jimmy Buffett cassette loops over and over. Packing list. Flip-flops, bathing suit, 1 dress. Check. Battery-operated blender and tequila. Check and double check. No one has money. Meals are bar snacks and the charity of frat boys. Everything that can be charged to daddy's gas card is. We sleep on the beach while we tan. Tammy goes missing. She reappears at dawn with a new tattoo and a boy's address crumpled in her hand. Parrots cackle as we head north, nursing well-earned hangovers.
Cool. Thank you, Anima, and welcome to the weekly challenge, Ari Gaffer. You see, I don't listen to these in advance. I go through. It's all spur of the moment. And I didn't know that Ari was going to be in this one, so maybe if I would read the emails, I guess. It's been that kind of week, guys. It's been that kind of week. All right. Well, thank you, Anima. Thank you, Ari. And on to Miss Vatina. You can find her stuff at Stainless Steel Matryoshka. You're just wondering what a stainless steel matryoshka is. You're used to them being out of clay. You know, matryoshka is one of those dolls that, the nesting dolls, you know, one inside the other. Keep going smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah, that's kind of thing. All right, well, here's Miss Vatina's story. She's back, and let's hear what she's got for us.
Thin eggshell stripes framed the cool hell. Dry blonde hair was caught in the hinge of a bright blue beach chair, and the glaze of the midday reassured him of absence, detachment. His phantom hands were sticky from sugar, Cuervo, and blood. It didn't breathe. And the silence compounded into a chorus, damning, damning. Yet Margaritaville was thunderous above them on the boardwalk. And fuck if he wouldn't love a cheeseburger, grazing in the sand with the master of parrots. As the body and the tide rudely obscured the circus sense, this anthem of regret, apathy, oblivion, served as amazing grace.
Oh yeah, that stung like a razor. Oh, that felt good. Thank you, Miss Vatina. You can check out more from Miss Vatina at Stainless Steel Matryoshka. That's missfatina.livejournal.com. You know, I've got a live journal somewhere. It's like years old. I don't know if... I never figured out how to get the feeds from my main site to post over to there. And I just, you know, I never figured that out. I've never figured out Facebook, really. I've never figured out MySpace. I figured out Twitter. By the way, folks, if you have Twitter accounts, let me know. You know, I'll add you, you'll add me. We won't read each other. We'll block each other. We'll be like passing in the night, you know, and then, you know, Code Bastard and Dale Innes and Brokovy and all them will just, you know, 10,000 entries and then I'll never see them. And it's just, you know, that's how life goes. Next up is Craig from washthebowl.com. I mentioned Craig in that the Daily Splice, him and Planet X and folks that do Daily 100 Word Stories podcast. I probably should have put mentioned a few more folks, but I did say over and over, hey, go to the site, go to the links, right? Didn't I? I didn't? Well, must have gotten edited out. Oh, well. Well, anyway, this is Craig from washthebowl.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Craig at washthebowl.com with this week's entry into the 100-word challenge. This week, my entry is entitled Hunk of Cow. Enjoy. Come Monday, I'll be heading to Paradise for a cheeseburger. You may think me crazy for traveling for a hunk of cow, but I'm here to tell you it's all about location. Now, I wouldn't ever go to North Dakota for a margarita, even if Jimmy Buffett stirred and shook it just for me. I would, on the other hand, travel to Cuba to find the trail of the pencil-thin mustache. So if this story has got you feeling blue, then jump right up on the Coconut Telegraph and send me a dot and a couple of dashes.
Cool. You know, I've got a bunch of dots. I don't have any dashes. I'm totally out of dashes, man. Sorry. You can check out more from Craig at, that's right, everyone say it with me, washthebowl.com. You know, I've been thinking up some kind of rivalry. I want to build up a rivalry with another podcast. Because everyone knows that rivalries result in really funny things. And then they get, you know, they go too far and somebody, you know, burns a bag of flaming poop on somebody else's doorstep. So I'm all for that. And I'm thinking that everyone knows that I've really been rolling up the sleeves and been wanting to give Norm Sherman the business. Because Drabblecast, he has these 1,000 to 1,000 word stories. They are not Drabbles. And every now and then he'll throw in a Drabble at the beginning just to sort of, you know, here's a little thing. It's like having the wacky happy cartoon hour and there's only like 5 minutes of cartoons and then like two old fat actors, you know, yelling at each other, you know, dressed up in stupid costumes. That kind of thing. I was raised on cartoons, so I know this, like the Super Mario Hour, you know, and all that. Ugh. So, Norm Sherman, we need to come up with a way of starting a rivalry with Norm Sherman and the Drabblecast. So, if anyone has any ideas, let me know. If I'm, you know, if you hear any intestinal discomfort coming from me, I made this hummus, entire head of raw garlic, to one can of garbanzo beans. You know that's going to hurt. Yeah. I think I'm going to go for a 3-mile hike. Next up is Ellison from Blogged Ellison. You can find his stuff at ellison1.blogspot.com. The links are in the show notes, so I don't know why I keep repeating the URLs. You just have to go there and click. And he's taken an interesting take. On well, of course he does. He always does. So let's just, here's Ellison.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 109th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic this week is Jimmy Buffett, and my story this week is entitled Jimmy. 7-year-old Evan's face glowed with happiness. This was the best birthday party ever. All his friends were there, having the time of their lives. Mom and Dad were enjoying the party as well, pounding down margaritas with the other grown-ups, while the kids played party games and wolfed custom-made ice cream sundaes. Yes, ice cream sundaes. This place not only provided the ice cream, hot fudge, caramel and butterscotch sauces, maraschino cherries, whipped cream, and chopped nuts, there was row after row of multicolored sprinkles to choose from. Screw Chuck E. Cheese, thought Evan. Jimmy Buffett's Jimmy Buffet was way better. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
I just keep wondering, you know, a pirate looks at 50. How about a ninja looks at 50? 50 dead bodies. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. I wonder, is there like a shameless plug cast anywhere? How many sites do they refer to? Do we beat them out with this one? I don't know. Close. And then there's the sidebar of 10 billion links. Oh, by the way, folks, if I've forgotten to add your site to the links on the sidebar, let me know. I'll try to get it added for you. Every time I do this, I keep forgetting, and then a few weeks go by, and then it's like, oh, I did all that. Next up is Almo Schulman. Almo is back once again, and this is going to be fun. I love it. I never know what Almo's going to come up with. Okay, maybe I sometimes read the stories in advance, but then I don't have a good night's sleep. I wake up, I'm groggy, I don't remember. It's like, oh yeah, and you get that kind of, oh yeah, I've read this, and you're just like, how did I forget? Well, anyway, here's Almo Schulman and his story.
Jimmy Buffett by Almo Schulman. The woman at the end of the bar had too much makeup and too little idea how to use it. Her smile was lopsided, as if she couldn't make the full effort. Her top had been tight once. It was too tight now. A lesser-known Jimmy Buffett ballad floated through the tired little bar. The stool beside her was open, and I sat there. I bought two drinks. When she started to talk, I handed her one. When she tried to speak again, I lifted my glass in silent toast, and she drank. We both looked down. Mom smiled.
Aw, that folds in Mother's Day nicely, doesn't it? Thank you, Almo. You can check out more from Almo. He didn't provide a link. Maybe Almo's on the run. He's hiding. Here, let me look. See if he's actually... No link. Come on, just some kind of link. Everyone. The goal for next week is everybody provide some kind of link. Even if it doesn't lead back to you. Even if it leads into a fruitless search or the ghost of William Burroughs or somewhere silly. That's the goal for next week. Thank you, Alma. Next up, he's back. Terry T. from the Quiet Time Podcast. Oh, is he going to do Heidi Ho? Oh, I'm just going to gush. I like to listen to Quiet Time when I hop off the bus, the 53, and walk through the tunnel of mud. And there's been a dead armadillo there for 2 weeks, despite my calling 301 and saying that there's a dead armadillo that needs cleaning up. And other than the Dead Armadillo, Terry T's Quiet Time Pod, he put pulls together some really cool music from the PodSafe Music Network over at, I don't know what it's called anymore. And knowing the way Mevio is going, it'll be gone soon. Anyway, here's Terry T.
Hi-dee ho, good neighbors. This is Terry T. returning with an entry for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 109, Jimmy Buffett. It's called The Haircut. It's been 2 weeks since I retired from my job of 35 years, and in 35 years, some things change. But then again, some things don't. As an example, I've been going to Jimmy's barbershop for the last 25 years. No other barber has ever touched my hair in all that time. One thing Jimmy does is ask me each time how I want it cut. Oh, sure, each year there's a little less to cut on top. He still asks, how do you want the top, Terry? Now I say, well, Jimmy, buff it to a high sheen.
Oh, thank you, Terry. You can check out more from Terry at quiettimepodcast.com. Oh, I feel better now. Sorry for getting all emo. I guess I was channeling my inner pizza babe for a bit there. Although, there's been no beatings or BDSM involved yet. All right. Next up is, if I say speaking of which, I'm going to get hurt. Next up is Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara and the Stylecast. And Daphne's Random Thoughts. The next episode is right. Okay, well, here's Daphne and her story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Daphne's Random Thoughts, which can be found at daphneabernathy.com. Along with links to my other podcasts. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Story Weekly Challenge. This week's topic, Jimmy Buffett. Here we go. He took me to Paris, not in France, but one particular harbor this four-year-old pirate knew. When we docked, the last mango bar was selling boat drinks, but we wanted cheeseburgers and headed to the Paradise Grill that our friend with the pencil-thin mustache owned. We ate, drank, and joked about growing older, but not up, and laughed at how we are the people our parents warned us about. When we left for the night, I looked down and picked up a salt shaker, turned to the bar and yelled, "Hey, Jimmy, were you looking for this?"
Thank you, Daphne. And Daphne's Random Thoughts. That's the one. DaphneAbernathy.com. All right. I'm surprised that nobody yet has made a reference to the salt shaker with attacking slugs. That'd be kind of cool. All right. Here we go with Leanna. And you know what? Leanna's not the last one. That's a first. Not being last. But you know what? The more time she takes, the better they get. So here's Leanna's story. And you can check out her stuff at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com when she comes out with her semi-annual podcast. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. Leanna here from Hodgepodge Point. I should have an episode up in a week or so. Sorry I missed last week's challenge, but I've been pretty sick for 2 weeks now. you can still kind of hear the weakness in me. So for this week's challenge number 109, Jimmy Buffett, I had the following story titled, Take Me Out to the Buffet. Totally blanking on good titles nowadays. Here we go. For years, Jimmy Peterson spent every day eating at his favorite Chinese buffet. A conveyor belt of waitstaff brought plate after plate to his table, which was not typical service at a serve-yourself restaurant, except 862 pounds Jimmy hadn't left his bench in 2 years. Still, he served a purpose, greeting other customers with praise and jokes using his size about the great food. Nights he slept stationary like his days. Before closing, the owner would throw a hat on Jimmy's head and a blanket over his massive body with the words, security guard, stitched across the fabric.
Cool. Oh, that explains that lump. I keep going to General Joe's in the tunnels under Pennzoil. I need to pack, well, as I said before, I may not need to pack my lunch much longer. If I wind up working from home, i.e. unemployed, for 2 years again, you know what, folks? I'm checking out. I'm not going through that again. No. Although, hey, let me just read you a little headline here. A little something. Houston's job rate falls to lowest since 2000. We're at full employment, said Wager, referring to the economic term that describes an economy in which nearly everyone who wants to work has a job, at least theoretically. That's making it harder for employers to expand, he said. We can't find enough staff to hire from within the community, said Richard A. Morris, executive vice president from Smith Seckham Reed, a firm that designs hospitals, medical clinics, and medical research laboratories. All the consulting firms in the same industry are looking for the same people, said Morris, who is hiring engineers and design technicians. We have to go outside the state because Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin are experiencing the same growth. You know, I'm just a little irritated because they're looking for all those things. So they're going to look for them, and they're going to wind up, you know, all these people coming in from Mexico, you know, standing at the work centers, holding up their signs. They're just going to go by there and pick them up every day to work on designing hospitals and medical clinics. Used to mean something to be American. All right, let's go over to Guy David, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the founding of Israel. Well, okay, because it was sort of a, it had the institutions of a country before then a bit, and then, you know, built up and then declared independence and then nationhood and then recognized and, So, all right, what was I saying? Oh, and you can check out at Guy David stuff from GuyDavid.com, and if you have old Mevio or Podshow links in your feed readers, update them. Yes, I know I need to go update all of mine. When do I ever have the time? Never. Here we go with Guy David. And by the way, he does the music for the beginning and end and this.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, where time seems to be relevant. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. I finished listening to all the footnote episodes this week. I'm wandering off. Found this podcast at booksandmusic.libsyn.com, but there's nothing new there. Then I wandered off to unicorn.libsyn.com, but it's also stalled. Is the jury out yet? Tom, we miss you. It was a buffet. Zelda neatly put the cutlery on the table, her finest china. Jimmy, her husband, watched in horror mixed with strange fascination. He knew they would have to leave soon, but Zelda was treating her guests to the best of standards. She always liked things perfect that way. The guests started trickling in. They sat at the table and gobbled all the food greedily. What started out as order ended up as chaos. Zelda didn't mind, though. As Jimmy reluctantly went to pack the suitcases, the guests dropped one by one as the poison gobbled their system.
I like it. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy at guydavid.com. Night, Guy. Night. I should challenge myself to do just a whole bunch of silly. The timing is... I love that. I love that phrase. The timing... When I'm just having a bad day, I just cheer myself up with, hey there. Just... I should make that my ringtone. I have Xanadu as my ringtone. Last and least, from the far cold reaches of space, a civilization long dead, but still, its electromagnetic... I'm not going to re-record that. Its electromagnetic waves, a final sneeze... It's Planet Z.
If there is one thing I've learned in life, it's that people take things too far. I know these Jimmy Buffett fans who run this bar. Nothing but margaritas and the noisiest blenders in the world. Which is a good thing. You see, these folks go overboard with the term parrot head by putting an actual parrot head in each pitcher of margaritas. Rows and rows of cages filled with the damn birds are stacked in the basement of the bar. They could use parakeets. They're cheaper, taste just like parrot. No. I stick to bottled beer and fried parrot fingers.
gross. And there you have it. You've been waiting all week for it. A whole bunch of stories about Jimmy Buffett. Thanks to everyone who participated in this week, and good luck in the voting. What? The voting? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners go first next week. I'm still trying to redesign the refrigerator magnets. I'm trying to get something real quick. Got a bunch of snapshots from Second Life involving typewriters and a monkey avatar. Radar's going to like it. Okay, maybe not. He doesn't like anything. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed up at that site. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, all sorts of things. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He is switching everything over to GuyDavid.com. Check for the links there. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. What's the topic going to be? Well, I'll post the topic in a little bit, and then I'm going to get the hell out the door and get some sunshine. Thank you once again for listening and putting up with my emo crap. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.
Note, this podcast had the explicit tag. if your children got to this point, they're fucked.